Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Senator Amy Sinclair and discuss all the legislation she's been working on the past week. This past week on Thursday, the House passed the Workman's Compensation Bill. Now it's going to the State Senate. I know that's been a topic of yours at recent forums, something we've discussed before, especially about the age, and that has been taken out along with some of the reductions in the shoulder injuries portions of that. So if you could let Marion County listeners know that bill moving forward, what it looks like coming into the Senate now, and what you know about it.
So I did not get a chance to read through it after it passed through the House yesterday. We were also debating in the Senate as well, and so I just haven't had a time to dive into it. I know on the surface you're exactly right. The concerns about the restrictions on those upper-level ages, that's been removed from the bill. Additionally, the concerns about the shoulder being removed from a part of the body of the whole, while it still has been removed, the ability for a person to be compensated for that is still much higher than any of the surrounding states. Still gives them ample time to get restoration to that. And if they are unable to, it also gives them an opportunity for retraining. I know that could still be some concern, because if your shoulder injury occurs at an age where retraining doesn't make sense, then you're still out. And so I'm uncertain what exactly that language looks like and if it includes anything for a scenario such as that. It's really hard to address all scenarios, but I do want to take a look over the weekend and get myself well equipped to answer those questions or to be comfortable in voting for it. Before I do, I'll take that time this weekend to make that happen. I do expect that bill to come to the floor of the Senate, and so prior to that happening, I will have gotten myself abreast of all the changes that have occurred through the House amending process.
Now, Senator, with that happening at the House this past week, what all has happened with the Senate, and what are some of the things that you've been working on this past week that you'd like to let Marion County residents know about?
A big issue for me that passed through the Senate this past week is one that I've been working on for a few years, and it's a notification system for women when they have mammograms, that if they are indeed a woman with dense breast tissue, that she would be notified of that in the process of her mammogram report. That's really important to a lot of women, because having dense breast tissue does increase your risk for developing future breast cancer, not because of the dense breast tissue itself, but because it makes it more difficult to detect. And so if a woman would know early on that she had dense breast tissue, she could be more aware of her screening options and just be more aware that she should be more diligent in that testing process. And so we passed that out of the Senate unanimously. It has been sent to the House. And so I'm uncertain of its fate there, but I'm hopeful that I can work with the Human Services Committee chair over there and try and move that forward, because I do believe it is a I've never been shy about saying this. I'm pro-life, and for me, this is a pro-life bill. It's about letting women know their health options and their own physiological risks, and so I'm really excited about moving that forward, excited it moved out of the Senate. Additionally, I sat in on a Judiciary Committee meeting just yesterday, just on Thursday, that dealt with House File 517, which is the it's been commonly dubbed the Second Amendment bill of the session, and we had a 2.5-hour committee meeting on that. That Second Amendment bill did pass out of committee on I believe it was a 10-2 vote, and so that'll go to the full floor for debate. There are some places there that the language might need to be clarified in some definitions, but largely it had bipartisan support coming out of committee.
Okay, so one question I also wanted to ask you about, we just found out that the Revenue Estimate Committee said that there's potential lower estimates of the state budget moving forward for the fiscal year. One of the things I know you've been pretty adamant about is school funding and that portion of it, and right now there's a 1.1 guaranteed increase, I guess, 1.1% rather, for schools, and a lot of superintendents have come out, said that's not enough, voicing their concerns with that. Is that 1.1% in any jeopardy, or is it still looking like that moving forward?
So that was an important reason why we went ahead and set that, because it set our priorities. The reality of it is, if we had not set it at 1.1%, I know I've been told that's just not enough, but had we not set that at 1.1% at that time, the reality of it is it probably would have defaulted to zero, because there isn't money. We are talking about another $100+ million cut out of the next 3 months of budget. That's huge. And those declining revenues, we have to be fiscally responsible. So the fact that that we set that early on and set it as our priority does, in my opinion, keep us in place for at least getting some additional funds out to schools. It means other places will be cut in the budget in the coming year, and that's just the truth. But honestly, I'm pleased that that $40 million was set into the budget so that we can move forward with that number in there, because there is an additional $190 million reduction in the revenue estimate for the FY18 budget.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.